Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Exodus 32 and verse 13, Moses said to God, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self." The word for today is about how your prayers can change the situation. Now, if you're not sure if your prayers can change the situation that you're in right now, read this story of Moses interceding with God not to destroy the Israelites because of the golden calf and committing idolatry. It's in Exodus 32 from verse 11. But Moses implored the Lord his God, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all of this land I have promised I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord relented from the disaster he had spoken of bringing on his people." Moses was on his face 1 minute and in God's face the next. For the lives of his people, he was on his knees, pointing his finger, raising his hands, crying tears, tearing his cloak, and wrestling like Jacob at the brook. Notice how he prayed. He reminded God of his covenant promises. He stood on the word. And if there's one thing that'll get God's attention and cause him to respond to your needs, it's standing on his word. God's word in the matter is always God's will in the matter. Consider 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. "We are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for." You're similar to an electric wire through which God's power and presence can flow into any situation. And in prayer, you flip the switch. So instead of complaining about the situation, begin to pray about it. Your prayers can change the situation. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.